Evergreen Soft Tub and Sauna is your source for home relaxation, pain relief, and total body bliss. Choose from their portable plug-and-play spas, infrared and steam saunas, or cold plunge tubs to take your recreation and wellness to a new level. Visit evergreensofttub.com to take a virtual tour of all their amazing wellness products, or call 866-515-7119 to speak to a personal relaxation specialist. Mention you heard this ad and receive an instant $500 off any spa, sauna, or cold plunge. Evergreen Soft Tub and Sauna. Relax with us.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino!
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
Would it be a compliment if some media executive wrote something up calling our show the Craigslist of radio?
I think so. Craig's pretty famous.
Well, yeah, I got a lot of traction.
To be clear, not the naughty kind, the boring parts of that website.
Oh, then definitely not.
Like, yeah, like the part that sells tablecloths and lists free parking spaces.
I didn't even know those are on there.
Yeah, what the heck?
Well, we're about to go down that road with today's call. Because one of
we're
our listeners.
Lead into it, huh, Jeff? All right.
That's all we got today. Brad needs help with a possible transaction.
I will say, there used to be a radio station in my hometown where people would just go on and they would sell their tractors and stuff. Like it'd be like, hey, I'm Bob down on Circle Drive and I've got a backhoe for sale.
The golden age of radio.
Is he selling something?
Maybe. Let's find out. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. What do you got? A backhoe for sale? Yeah, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, I'm actually selling multiple tractors.
We're about to break the ratings book.
I'm looking for a hay baler.
No, really, what's going on?
It's kind of in the same vein. Like, it's similar. Like, I've been feeling really nostalgic lately. My grandpa passed away a few years ago. He had this really, really cool car. He had like a 68 Pontiac Firebird. I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Firebirds. Yeah,
I don't know. It just sounds cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it was bright red, cherry, as he would always call it.
Yep.
And it was like the first car I learned to drive in. There's so many memories attached to it. In high school, even, I literally took my prom date to prom in that car.
Yeah, that's cool.
You couldn't afford the limo? Right. Yeah.
What?
No, it's cool.
No party bus? Come on now.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Unfortunately, though, they just sold the kind of all of his stuff in like one big estate sale, and the car just got sold in that too.
What?
Oh, maybe he didn't have a will. If it wasn't listed in the will, maybe.
Or he had kids that didn't care about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like you connected with a car, but like maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? She bought it, and that was that. This lady, she just bought it at the estate sale. And, like, I didn't really think anything of it. It was sad, but, like, a few years have passed. I've been thinking about that car a lot lately.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know why. I think I saw one, and it just got me on the mind. But, like, I was like, can I track her down? Like, could I buy it back from her? Like,
dude, that'd be sweet.
Except it's not an electric car. It's kind of, like, bad for the environment if you're going to do that again.
It's going to be shame. It's a classic,
a little bit selfish,
Jeff. That's not the same.
That's okay.
Not the same. It's not like your everyday commuter car. You're not driving that everywhere.
Well, how many more proms can you go to, honestly? Yeah.
Wait, were you able to find the woman that had your grandpa's car?
It was a super hard process. Like, I ended up just going to the auction house that did the sale, and I had them pass along my number to her. So then basically it was like the ball was in her court. She did reach out. I sent her an email, kind of like told her about how it was my grandpa's car.
Yeah.
And basically she gave me like a, I'm not really interested, but like, thanks.
Oh, she said no, even after finding out they belonged to your grandpa?
Was it because you left the details of what happened on prom night in the car in the email?
I didn't, like, draft up a whole novel. I was just like, it was my grandpa's, and I'd like to buy it. Like, if I had known I had to really bring it, I would have brought it in the email, which is probably why she was like, I'm not really interested, but thanks for asking, basically.
Okay. Well, so she doesn't want to sell the car.
Well, I don't know, though, because I responded to the email was like, could I just get you on the phone for like 2 minutes to talk and like tell you about it? And then if you want to say no, that's fine. Just give me like a chance to do that.
Oh, my God.
And I'm pretty sure she was super reluctant, but she said okay.
Oh. So you talked to her? You got a chance to plead your case?
No, I haven't done it yet, but that's why I need y'all's help.
This is like that radio show that we had in my hometown.
Okay, so you want our help to strong arm this woman into selling back your grandpa's car.
More advice, but strong arm, sure. I need help convincing her. Like, how do I articulate my case?
Brooke and Blair.
Yeah.
I think I'm great. And then Alexis the sweetheart will clean it on up. And...
little good cop, bad cop action.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Do you know why she doesn't want to sell the car? Did she ever reveal that in her email to you?
No, she just said thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, wow. Ooh. She's tough. Tough cookie.
So Brooke loves her. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, we have to give you some advice on what you... because we can't be a part of that call. That's going to be all on you. We have to think of what advice to give you.
Negotiation. Let's go.
Okay.
Brooke's so excited.
Blackmail.
All right. We got some ideas brewing already. We're going to come back and give them to you when we do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know, I'll never forget the car that I learned to drive in. My mom's old 2001 Dodge Caravan.
Oh, God. I can see you in it. That's a minivan,
it's
right?
It's a minivan. It was sparkly gold. It had those automatic opening side doors.
Yeah, dude, those are sweet,
and a puke stain that I left in the back seat that we could not scrub out for some reason.
Yeah.
And it also had the bumper sticker, if the caravan is a-rockin', please come a-knockin', because I locked myself inside again.
Your mom had that bumper sticker?
That's a really big sticker.
I thought it was for sure going to be like an auto.
Took up most of the back there.
Yeah, it's like a windshield.
Everybody
thing.
Has a memory, though, of a car from their past. And it sounds like, to our listener, Brad, the one his grandpa had meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
It was a 68 Firebird.
So cool, man.
He doesn't own it because after his grandpa passed, it got sold off in an estate sale. Luckily, a few years later, the woman who purchased it said, she would give him 2 minutes of her time to talk.
So now, I didn't know we were on a time restraint.
Well, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows how long she'll stay on with us if we can get her on the phone. But he needs to convince her to sell it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, you are lucky because we've got some of the best in the biz at convincing people to do stuff they really shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's go to your first piece of advice from Jose. What do you think, Jose?
Well, I know you want this car. You've already told us why. But you're not going to get it by talking about the car to her. You need to get her invested by talking about your grandpa right away.
Okay.
Pull out her heartstrings, brother.
Can you bring up her grandpa to her?
Dad, grandpa. Remind her he's dead.
I mean, it is a sentimental car for what it's worth.
Yes.
Yeah, get her on your side like that.
And I'm actually agreeing with Jose on this, but I haven't even...
Oh, my God, then it's bad advice.
No, it's good. It's good. Because, listen, this is the emotion you need to evoke, okay? When you think of grandpa and kid... what do the commercials show you? They show you fishing, right?
Yeah.
Every fishing sappy montage. So you need to tell her that that's what you would do in the car together. You would take it. He would take you fishing, and it's these sweet memories. And now you're about to have a child, and you want to be able to fulfill that memory with your own kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Make up some lies about your dead grandpa. Yeah. That sounds good.
Future family.
I mean, you know, they're not fully lies.
Did you fish with him in the car?
Yeah, he took me fishing a couple times.
All right.
Okay, so draw on some of the real memories and try and play up the emotional card if you can.
Okay.
Let's hope she's not a motionless person and she actually is like understands the sentimental value here.
Yeah, I think she will.
Okay, let's find out. I'm going to dial her right now. Good luck. We'll jump in if you feel like you need a little bit of help. Thanks for that good luck, Alexis.
Yep.
Good contribution. Right.
I don't have advice. I'm throwing something.
Yeah, right. I can't believe you didn't bring Alexis into the car negotiation talk.
Yeah, I know.
I've never had a car last that long. So
anyway, we got a call, so here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Dana?
Who's this?
This is Brad, the guy I've been emailing you. You brought my grandfather's car a little while ago.
Yes. Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too. So thank you again for taking my call and all that. I just wanted to, talk like my email said and kind of just get a chance to lay out some of my thoughts. And I appreciate you hearing me out right now and stuff like that.
Yeah. I did say before, I'm not really interested in selling the car.
Yeah, got it. I promise. This is going to be really, really short. I promise. So,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So first of all, I was really sad when my grandpa passed away.
Oh. Of course. But yeah.
I don't know. He was just such a dirty liar,
What? Like, I'm sorry. Excuse
me? He told me he put that car for me in his will, and then it would go to me. And then he just poof kicks the bucket, and then zilch. And then I just found out it's just put up for auction.
Yeah. I totally understand that. Yeah.
It's like I couldn't even trust him when he was here, and now it's like I can't even trust him when he's gone now. And it's just.
Sorry, but that really has nothing to do with me.
I mean, you don't have to feel sorry for him. Like, he was a bad person. That's not your fault.
Oh. That's God.
The thing is, there's just, like, I have a lot of just sentimental memories with that car. And it means a lot to me.
Evidently.
Like, when I was younger, I took my prom date to prom in that car,
Nice. Of course. Yeah.
And before that, the liar, he did teach me how to fish, and we would spend time in that car, and I liked it a lot.
So, Brad, maybe it sounds like you need to talk to somebody else about this. You're clearly upset about it.
No, you're the one that owns the car. I need to talk to you about this. So just because there's a lot of history that's attached to that vehicle. You know what I mean?
Well, I do now. I mean, obviously, I didn't understand any of that before, but
that car, that's the car where my dad and I were both conceived in,
What? How do you even know that?
I don't know the whole story. I never really asked questions, but I've heard my dad's conception was in the front seat. I think I was in the back.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Whoa. He's a liar. What is going on?
I'm sorry. Excuse me. What is happening right now?
Oh.
Brad, who else is on the phone?
Sorry to interrupt this really nice conversation, but we're a radio show.
We're trying to rescue you actually right now, Dana.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
Oh my God.
It took a little bit of a turn there, but we're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that was the best response we've ever gotten, Dana.
Definitely awkward.
Oh my God.
Brad was looking for some assistance on how to convince you to sell him his grandpa's car back.
And this is what you told him to say?
No.
We gave him advice. And why were you calling your grandpa a liar?
You told me to pull on her heartstrings.
What?
No. I mean, not everyone has a great relationship with their grandpa, okay?
Yeah.
So you actually didn't. Okay. I guess you left that part out when you were talking to us that you didn't particularly like your grandpa.
You told us you spent a lot of time in the car. You didn't say you hated the time that you had in the car.
Like, obviously, I was sad when he died.
Is it obvious?
He was my grandpa, but there's not so many nice memories attached to him. I really liked that car. All the positive memories are going to
I mean, maybe it's a little bit therapeutic to have this conversation, too, in a way.
Well, if the grandpa lied, I could see why he's upset about that. Like, he
did the grandpa really tell you that you were going
to
get it after he kicked the bucket?
Told me before. Well, you didn't tell me when he was dead.
No, like, I meant. Yeah. You know what I meant.
Yeah, bro. Dumb question.
Oh, my God.
What about the, I don't even want to know about the conception story like that. Why I can't that? Believe
yeah,
that came
please.
Up.
Definitely don't want to hear about any of that. I'm glad I got it cleaned when I got the car.
Oh.
You may want to get wait,
are you saying, Dana, you haven't conceived any babies in that thing?
Oh, my God.
No.
Start a new tradition.
No. This is a small car.
That's all the more impressive for his parents.
You guys are attacking me now all of a sudden. You told me, tell them about your family history. Tell them about this, tell them about that, sentimental stuff. This is on you. This is what you
can do. Okay.
You could take a black light and see your family history all over the back of that car.
And to be fair, we didn't know your family was so dysfunctional.
My grandpa is the dysfunctional one. We're fine.
Okay.
Well, no.
It's just like, we didn't think that you would want the car of a guy that you didn't really respect, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't understand that piece. We would have taken a different angle.
I mean, maybe we should lay off bashing the dead grandpa for a minute.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a sweet car, too.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
It is. It's a great car, and I think for your own mental health, you should probably just let it go.
That's
another angle.
She kind of has a point.
But
she
there is a family legacy that happens with this car.
But it's not a good
it's
one.
It's the vehicle of fertility for his family.
The legacy stops
his
now.
His whole family line will die if he doesn't get that car back.
That car is the roots of the family tree.
Right? Like, she still wants it after she heard all that? I'm perplexed.
I mean, what if he offered you, like, a real large sum of money? Would you? Ooh. I mean, emotions won't work. Maybe that will work to
sweeten
change your
the
mind.
Deal.
I mean, I guess at this point, knowing the history, maybe I would consider something. We can continue the conversation, maybe, off the radio.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have money?
Just don't ask for pictures of anything that happened in the car.
Yeah. And don't let him, quote, test drive it, because you know what that means.
Definitely not.
Well, look at that. We did a successful Awkward Tuesday phone call just by grossing out the person on the other line.
Yay!
We should do that every time.
Yeah, right.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.